He's probably as good as I've seen. A guy that can stay alive in the pocket and scramble, move side to side, left to right, both sides, and step up and have the ability to still clear the field, look down the field, and complete passes. He's probably as good as I've ever seen do that.
That is Redskins defensive coordinator Jim Haslett referring to Dallas Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo. And I am Rob Woodfork, and this is George Wallace.
And we are not the defensive coordinators of the Redskins. No. But we're back after the bye, folks. How's everybody doing?
Hopefully well. The Redskins doing well after getting some new life in Oakland. And we'll see if that hot streak, if you want to call a one-game win streak a hot streak, but we'll see if that success continues as they take their talents down to Dallas against the Cowboys on the Sunday night stage. Obviously, this was a good matchup for them last year. They swept the season series. Alfred Morris, RG3, they each had really good games in the two outings, and the defense actually played pretty well in those two games, relatively speaking. They picked off Romo a combined five times. So any chance we get to see any replication of the success from last year?
Well, I think you may have a shot at it, but you heard Jim Haslett say Tony Romo, we saw him last week throw for 500 yards, but he also threw that interception. And like, that's been the big talk about how Romo, in the end, can't make the big play to get things done. But players this week talking about how dangerous he is, and what Haslett was just talking about too, he keeps the play alive. You need to get to him early, because if he scrambles around, he'll go 7, 8, 9 seconds, and you better keep covering in that back end of the secondary, or he's going to light you up. And we saw that a little bit last year. We saw it last week, too. So that's something they have to be conscious of for sure. The good thing I think the Redskins can hang their hat on is the fact that they've been able to, at least against Oakland and the last couple games, even Detroit a little bit, you saw the pressure up front, stopping the run a little bit, getting into the backfield. So I think that if they can do that, and that front seven puts some pressure on Romo, then you just kind of hope you force him into a mistake.
And that front seven getting some reinforcements, because Jarvis Jenkins back from suspension, as is Rob Jackson, so that's only going to help their cause. And as we saw in, if you didn't see that Cowboys-Broncos game from last week, certainly check it out on NFL Network, seeing the replay, because that was a great game. And you saw throughout, as you said, Romo was getting free. I mean, he got sacked four times in that game. That easily could have been about eight.
But oh, yeah.
He sidestepped so many of them and got away and created big plays. That's something that the Redskins are certainly going to have to watch out for. And certainly, hopefully, they can mitigate that over the course of this game.
And because, you know, in situations like that, guys like Dez Bryant, D'Angelo Hall is going to be probably guarding him a little bit. We saw Josh Wilson take him a little bit last year in the slot, but I think it's going to be mostly D'Angelo Hall. So guys like that, you have to cover the whole time, because if you lose sight for 1 second, Romo's going to find him. Next thing you know, 80-yard touchdown and you're burned. So that's one of those things in that back end they're going to have to keep and hold their assignments and keep playing to the whistle. As Haslett said today, we tell our guys to play to the whistle, and they're going to have to do that.
Now, we've alluded to this game over the course of the last few weeks as sort of where we expect RG3 to start being RG3. Any reason for us to come back on that?
No.
Maybe moonwalk off that?
Nah, I don't moonwalk too well, but I think that you probably do it better than I did. But
I got a pretty mean moonwalk.
Do you really?
Lie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's okay. But
I got some moves.
To answer your question, I don't think so. I think that this was always the game, and we talked about that, I had always seen too, as after the bye, it's been now 5 weeks since the start of the regular season, we've seen him progress. I think as he mentioned this week and some of the players mentioned, it was good to see them do some off-the-collar stuff last week against Oakland. They ran the no-huddle a little bit. They called some more plays for him. I think that was just the next step. So I think that even this week you're going to see it more. I mean, this game could very well be a shootout. I think the Redskins offense does wake up this week, and I think that you're going to see it more. Alfred Morris is healthy with the ribs, he said. We saw what Helu could do. So I think that now you're starting to see the offense come together, and I think this will just be the next step.
Yeah, this needs to be the game that they break out, because right now they are within striking distance, and this is the time to make a move on the division, because right now, I mean, the Giants are dead in the water. Philadelphia, they're 2-3, but that's a team, let's be honest, that team could be, and maybe even should be, 0-5 or 1-4.
And now Vic out for a couple of games.
Yeah, you got Vic out for a while, which means you go to Foles. And then, of course, Dallas is a team that is going to shoot itself in the foot on multiple occasions over the course of the season. So if the Redskins are going to make a move on the division, now is the time. This is a division game. You can't go 0-2 in the division to start the year. And furthermore, you know, you have the opportunity to get Dallas in a letdown situation.
That's the thing. You're right.
So, I mean, if they would have won that game, they probably would be riding high and they'd be ripe for the taking. And the fact that they lost the game the way they did, I think, will also play against them.
I think you're right. I think because it's one of those situations where, yes, you know, it's the NFL, it's week to week, there aren't many opportunities, so you kind of just have to get rid of it. But you score 48 points at home and you lose the game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not easy to get over.
That was, what was the statistic? It was the second highest total
In a loss.
Points scored in a loss.
49 was the other one.
Since the AFL-NFL merger. Yeah. That's incredible.
Here's the other stat I'm going to give you. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
The Redskins, the next 5 weeks, play the five of the bottom six teams in defense in the NFL. And the Redskins are the sixth team. So they play the bottom five teams in overall defense the next 5 weeks. So you want to talk about ripe for taking. You're talking about the division. This is where they need to start getting on their roll.
And
did you like the stat?
That is a great stat, actually. That's a great stat because that only increases the importance of them having to do well over the course of these next few weeks. Because as we discussed before the bye, they went 1-3 those first four games. There was no easier stretch, at least based on the records of the teams from last year.
Right.
There was no easier stretch in their schedule than those first four games. You had the Lions and the Eagles, two teams that went 4-12 last year, and you lost them both. You went 1-3
at home. Those at home.
And I'm not even exactly sure that they would have beaten Oakland if it wasn't for the fact that they were, you know, playing against Matt Flynn, who is currently
now out of a job,
completely out of the league.
Right.
So
maybe he wants to come on this podcast.
He's got a lot of free time to do it.
We're going to have to see him perform, though.
Yeah, we'll have to see how he does. Maybe he does the radio equivalent of 480 yards and then flames out.
So are you saying they're going to win this week?
I think the Redskins do win this week. Not that, I feel like such a Sonny Jurgensen. I feel like I picked them to win every week. I think the only time we didn't pick them to win was the Packers game, just off the top of my head.
Yeah,
I think that might have
been
the only week we didn't pick them to win. But I think they win this week. I think, as we said, I think Dallas is ripe for the taking from the aspect of having a letdown game, being a division game. It's always unpredictable. I think people are assuming because they were running up and down the field against Denver that they're going to do that against that awful Redskins defense. Knowing this rivalry and knowing the way this division plays out, don't be surprised if this is like a 17-13 kind of game, because that's just how crazy it is when you talk about the Redskins and Cowboys hooking up. Now, I won't predict that score. I'll give it a 21-17 Redskins win.
All right. I've been going back and forth on this all week, and I think that I'm going to stick with my thought on this is the week that we're going to see the real offense. And I think that pulling the fact that Dallas is, yes, top five against the run, but they're also second to last against the pass.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see the offense come alive. I think that Romo will give the Redskins fits. He always does.
Yeah.
But I think in the end, Griffin makes one more play. I'm going 34-31. It's a shootout. I'm sticking with it.
Ooh.
They have confidence, too, that they can win down there. We saw what they did on Thanksgiving.
We saw what they did Thanksgiving, and furthermore, what they did to win the division at the end of last year.
Morris had over 200 yards that night.
Right.
So, I'm going shootout.
All right. You're going shootout. I'm going low-scoring affair simply because there's no rhyme or reason to it, and that's how the NFC East rolls. We'll see who is right. We'll see if the Redskins can pull off the victory. For George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter, I am Rob Woodfork, and you can read my NFL recap on WTOP.com every Tuesday. And we'll be back with you on Tuesday to talk about the aftermath of the Redskins-Cowboys game. Have a great weekend.